Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
Fourth meal?
I'm doing a steak day.
All right, steak day today. Yeah. And guys, guess what?
What's that?
This episode of Juan Epstein, guess what's brought to you by? You don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know.
Okay.
Squarespace.
What?
Yeah. You know Squarespace? I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't follow what you're doing.
That's the commercial, Squarespace.
Oh, good job. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store. As a matter of fact, guess what's happening? Squarespace is building us a new website, a new home for Juan Epstein. You believe this?
Squarespace.
Yes, because Juan Epstein, I don't know if you know this, is a fakakta piece of crap podcast we've been doing for 7 years. We've never had an actual website.
But it's kitschy.
It is kitschy, Simon.
It's kitschy, and it matters.
But because of that...
We don't need that pretty awning in the front. Our shit is real. Our food is delicious.
No, Sife, you're wrong. We would do better off if we had a website, don't you think?
No, website, yes. I want a website. I'm talking about we don't need the storefront.
No.
You come get your shit right from us, direct.
Exactly.
We in the kitchen cooking up.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What you want to do is you want to go ahead. If you want to start a website or a blog, whatever it may be, go to Squarespace. They do a great job. It's super duper easy. And even if you're an idiot, like Sypha sounds, you can make your own website. And that's why we're making the Juan Ep website with Squarespace. So go to squarespace.com and use the code, wait for it, Juan Ep.
Oh.
If you go to squarespace.com, use the code Juan Ep, and they will give you 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
I love it.
I got to tell you, I'm very excited about the new Juan Ep website.
Yeah.
And you know what we may have on this new Juan Ep website? New podcasts. New content, new people involved.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Maybe even a wonderful, upbeat, lovely gentleman like the man sitting across from us, Joe.
I don't know how many times I've been called lovely.
You don't?
I've probably never been called lovely
Joe,
in my entire life.
You're a lovely man.
Not even by some of your female friends?
No, not lovely. Maybe some other adjectives.
I got to tell you, Joe Budden, I feel like you've been in a good mood recently. I think you're upbeat.
Is that to be announced?
I kind of.
No, I'm normally in a good mood. I'm in a great mood right now.
You're in a very positive mood. You're a very upbeat. Oh, I know why you're in a good mood.
Why?
Because you sold a shitload of albums the last time you went out.
No, I was in a good mood before that.
Okay. How many albums did you sell last time around?
I was close to 100,000.
Wow. Good for you.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Nearly 100,000.
It was Peter, too. I told him a couple weeks ago. Oh, shit, what the fuck? What's your splits like?
I did.
What are you getting?
I know. I said right away, I go, that's hands down.
Splits?
I didn't say the words. I didn't say the word splits. He made that part up. No, I said, that's got to be the most money you ever made, right? And he said, yes, this is a fucking big deal. 100,000 albums indie is incredible.
Good for you, man. Congrats.
Oh, thanks, Si. If you look really enthused.
That's as enthused as
we,
he
is. You know, are you
industry small talk? Hey, man, congrats.
You know you and me can out-unenthuse each other.
Yeah, you are two of the least enthusiastic people on planet Earth.
I'm really enthused. Like, I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy. That's
I fucking
dope.
Sat in traffic to come here.
No, I appreciate it.
I fucking looked for parking.
Did you pay for parking?
Yeah.
I'm about to say, so did I.
How else do New Yorkers park?
So I assume when you said look for parking, I thought you were like looking for a space in Midtown.
No, looking for a fucking garage.
Oh, by the way, I meant to print a coupon. Hey, guys, does anyone here know how to print a coupon for the icon? You can do that for me? I love you. That is amazing. How much cheaper does it make? Like 10 bucks? More? Like 12? Yeah, you can jump in. Chime in. Really? Oh, my
print
God.
That.
Do you park here?
No.
Oh, what do you do with your car?
My intern went to go put money in the meter.
Oh, meter? There's meters here?
Yeah. 10th Ave, though. You got a little 2
10th
block.
Ave?
2 block height.
What, are you a fucking lunatic?
Got to do it.
So I've just finished telling me
I don't have a job.
Man, take your time.
You have an intern.
I have a job.
You have an intern.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, who needs a job?
Basically.
Hey, Sife, before we get to Joe, how are you doing? What's going on?
Pretty good.
You have to be doing great because everybody in the other room just was amazed at all this weight that you lost. And I was like, well, he looks the same to me.
Well, that was before I lost my job.
Did you say he looks the same
good
to me?
Things.
Did you say it looks the same?
That's what I thought.
That is the best thing I've heard. No, Sife. No. Fuck you, Sife.
Yes.
You complain when people tell you you've lost too much weight. You borderline get offended. You're like, how fat was I before? Joe Budden, I like this. Now he says you look the exact same as you did before. He can't even tell the difference.
Well, mind you, I haven't seen him in like 7 years since Jersey City and shit.
Yeah, actually, if you're remembering Sife from when you first came out, he's gained weight. You're still up weight from when Joe Budden first came out. Sife, when's the first time you remember hearing about Joe Budden?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not good with years, but...
He's not good with anything that has to do with Joe Budden. He's just fucking...
No, before Focus.
You're a piece of shit.
Oh, I'll tell you a Joe Budden story.
Oh, fine. We found one.
Here we go.
Wonderful.
I don't remember who it was. Who were you down with back then?
Clue.
Oh.
Clue?
Hip-hop moment.
No.
By the way.
Like, what, like, was... Who fucking told me the story?
So you just remember the story. A Def Jam.
It was something with Def Jam. Was Gabby around?
At Def Jam?
Well, was Gabby around you?
No, Gabby was at Loud.
Yeah, the whole time.
When I was 16.
Anyway, there's a story. I don't remember who it was. It was either Ike or Puerto Rico Rob or Gabby or one of them.
It was Gabby and Nelson. I was selling Gabby fucking computers.
Laptops or something?
Shit.
Yeah, computers.
Yeah, that was a long
time.
Oh, my
God.
And then he said, I just need to, I know he wanted to get a deal. He's like, I just need enough money to get my mom's a house. That was his goal. I just need enough money to get my mom's a house.
That was Joe Budden's goal.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
That's what they told me, he said.
I had a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah, you did. Sound like a good kid.
Angel
By the way,
Dust didn't do me too bad.
You were doing Angel Dust back then?
Hell yeah.
How often?
Hell yeah.
Often.
And what is
Angel Dust?
Yeah, what does that feel like? What is Angel Dust even about?
Well, since you ask. No, Angel Dust is it's bombing fluid. It's PCP. It's wet. Dip.
I like to get wet. I didn't know you like to get wet.
Wait, Angel Dust is embalming fluid?
Angel Dust is bombing fluid.
Oh.
It's made from it? It's like dried up embalming fluid?
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, Joe, nice. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why were you doing that?
I fucking know.
Bag of dust.
Young and stupid.
And how bad is it for you?
I'm 34. I don't fucking remember. But it's 20 years ago.
But have you read about it? Like, is it really damaging for your brain and shit? It's got to be pretty bad.
I would assume so. My memory is really bad, and I can't remember yesterday.
And you were doing lots of it.
Yeah. Yo, what the fuck is that? Intervention?
Joe,
Wait, hold on. I'm telling you. Listen. Well, since I'm unemployed, a lot of people always ask me about learning about improv.
Okay.
So I'm putting up my own improv workshop.
How is that working?
What do you mean, how is it working?
Like, you're doing it at UCB or somewhere else?
No, somewhere else.
Okay.
So, if you want to,
well, how does this
me.
Have to do with him as embalming fluid?
It has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure I say it in the beginning of the podcast.
Got it.
I don't know if you know this. It's my podcast. So
our would be the problem.
Mine also.
Well, why wouldn't it be yours?
Because, but
you don't need permission. I was just making fun of your transition, you piece of shit.
It was a really bad
listen,
segue.
Whatever.
It was, see?
But I got to say it.
Okay,
we'll forget.
Ahead.
And then it'll be at the end. Like, oh, sorry, dude. I forgot. Matter of fact, edit this and put it in the beginning.
Okay.
All right. So email me at don'tgetgassed@gmail.com.
And
if you want a spot, people always ask me, oh, I want to get into improv.
Okay.
They're funny on the corner. They're funny on their block, but they don't know how to get into comedy. I'm going to show you the path. You know what I'm saying? And also, it helps you with public speaking, networking, socializing.
It's just good for your life.
It's great for your life.
Well, Saif.
Great.
Don't get gassed. Don't get gassed at gmail.com if they want to participate.
March 3rd is the first one.
And where is it going to be?
I can't tell you that.
What the fuck?
Then it'll get flooded. It's in a spot.
Okay.
It's in a
so
city.
People just
New
hit
York
you,
City.
People just hit you at don'tgetgassed@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And they tell you.
Boom.
Okay. Now,
sorry.
No,
Bevel.
No, we're not doing Bevel.
Okay.
But here's my question. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Next time we drop a podcast.
Yeah.
And then you appear on another person's podcast.
Yeah.
Can you promote our podcast?
I did.
20% as much as you promote the other person's podcast.
What does that mean?
You did 2 Instagram posts about Combat Jack's podcast.
I just reposted.
But you did 0 about our podcast?
Yo, my man, listen to me.
That's
I tell you all
up.
The time. Yeah, you got to send me the stuff.
Even though Combat
they
Jack,
send it to me.
No, but now they send
sent
it. You
they
get everything
sent it
now.
To me. They sent it to me almost written. I just press repost.
Combat Jack does have a really good podcast.
It's all right. It's a pretty good podcast, but I just want him to promote. I just want to compete. I just want to be in the ball game.
Yeah, but you see, but this is what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem doing business with family, right? Because outsiders are always cool.
More aggressive.
Because you, not even more aggressive, you have annoyed me so much with this podcast that just hearing it from you gets a little annoying.
Oh, and I barely even say anything. I barely say a word.
But you still, to this day, do the shit. You put it up first, then you tell me about it. Because you want the extra hits.
Awkward.
I want extra hits.
You want the hits on your website.
What are you talking about, you psychopath? I want our iTunes numbers to go up. But no, I always think now you're getting it from the studio, so you don't need it from me anymore.
Right.
Even though I never did it for 7 years.
Yeah.
But you didn't even have a place to put. You haven't posted on Don't Get Gassed for 6 years.
No, I cleaned it out. I'm about to start over.
Really?
Yeah.
Same website?
Don'tgetgassed.com.
Lives on.
Yeah.
This is a long
just
plug.
Off everything else.
No, it's over.
Let me just throw that
that's
out.
That's what she said.
We've been plugging here for about 10
okay,
minutes.
Okay, so we're back to Joe Budden.
That didn't mean to get back to me. I was just making
so
you aware.
So your drug addiction, your severe drug problem.
Oh, let's get back to plugging. Don't get gassed.
so you're doing drugs. You're selling computers? Why
you
that?
You didn't do drugs as a teenager?
Not really. No, never. Not until my mid-20s. We're dorks, you know.
I never did drugs ever.
And he never has, still.
He's laughing.
Fucking loser.
He's laughing.
I know. Basically.
Fucking dork.
Y'all a fucking idiot.
I know, I was a loser too. But why selling computers? You were that big a nerd? Were you always a nerd?
No, I had a job. I wasn't a nerd.
No, not. No. I mean, he was selling them in a store. He had to hustle.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I was working out. I was working in a stock room at the Wiz. And I was stealing computers and selling them.
Don't say that. The people from the Wiz are going to come together.
The Wiz is no longer.
They're going to get back together and come catch you.
They don't exist. The Wiz shut down.
So which Wiz were you at?
The one by Newport Mall.
What is it now?
I wouldn't know. I think it's like a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like in the parking lot of the mall, like on the other side.
Yeah, right.
It is Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right, okay,
so you're working there and you're stealing the computers and selling them.
I was stealing computers, TVs.
Whatever.
DVD players.
You had a racket.
Yeah.
You had a racket going. Were you getting CDs there at the time, too? Were you living on the CDs?
No, but my man Mike, who worked in the CD section.
He would lace it up.
Yeah, he was getting the CDs.
So you were getting everything.
Oh, yeah. We had the Wiz on lock. I furnished my whole apartment from the Wiz.
And how did they not catch on to this?
Yeah. How do you? What's the trick? Back then.
Yeah. What was the old trickery?
Well, it wasn't a genius plan. If you're waiting for some real,
they just didn't catch you. You were just taking shit toward your car.
But like, were you in charge of inventory and you would smudge the numbers?
There was a back door in the stock room. I worked stock. So I would just
the old back door trick.
I just behind the dumpster.
Never get me that. Hey, y'all laughing? That shit worked for years. I opened that back door and I used to throw 32-inch fucking TVs out that motherfucker, and they would just sit there because it was covered. Outside was covered with big ass weeds and grass. You couldn't see a thing.
You would leave it outside.
Yeah, and then I would come back at around midnight or 1 a.m. and pick it all up.
That's not genius at all, but it
at
worked.
At all, and they didn't. Was there ever a time when
hindsight is 20/20?
Now, was there ever a time when there was a conversation like, "Hey guys, we're missing all these TVs." Like, do you remember that ever happening?
Nah,
they didn't even
notice. So the stock was just so filled up that they didn't even notice things missing.
You know, the stock was pretty full.
Yeah, apparently so.
But I think.
I wonder why they're out of business.
Everybody was stealing from the Wiz.
How were they that bad at it?
Out the front, out the back, everywhere.
Yeah, no, it was great. I made a lot of money as like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, what a dick you are, too, because they had good prices, man. The Wiz already had a good price.
Yeah, but I couldn't.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
That was the pitch.
And the CDs were fucking super cheap. In the heyday, like we're like the same age. What are you, like 37?
No.
You're older than that?
No. I just said I'm 34.
You just said that.
You're younger than me?
You're not paying attention.
Yes, Peter.
That's fucking insane. I don't believe
Why is it insane? You look older than me.
It's close.
Everything about you says
barely,
older than me.
I barely look older than you. For a black guy, you don't look that much younger than me.
The hair on your arms kind of gives it away.
No, but so you remember the era I'm talking about, where CDs were like $9.99 and nobody beats the Wiz.
I remember.
Deal.
I thought that's what they were now.
Well, now, of course. But I mean, compare then to like Sam Goody, which was $18.99 for a CD.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right.
So you've been doing well.
Been doing okay.
There's going to be a Slaughterhouse album soon.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. Real soon.
How did you get signed to Def Jam?
Yeah, what are we going down? Fucking memory lane here?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. We've never had you in here, so I want to get a couple things out at least.
I've been on one Epstein before.
I don't think solo.
Yeah.
I don't think solo.
I have been, man.
I have been. On one Epstein, by myself.
You solo. Sure?
Yes, I Alone. Remember.
Yes.
I'm going to Google it right now.
You can Google whatever you want. If you guys had the website with your old fucking content on it.
Hey, thank you, Squarespace. They're hard at work right now, so we can soon have every episode documented. You're sure that you did...
I am 100% positive.
Joe Budden.
Are you doing this like right now?
Juan
Live.
Epstein. Yeah.
So while you do that, anyway, so how I got signed to Def Jam.
Slaughterhouse. Joe Budden talks Esther on the morning show. Nope. 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 You did the morning show. You did Slaughterhouse. And you did the morning show with us many times.
Well, maybe that's what it was.
But you never did.
Hmm.
You never did one Epstein by yourself.
We were in the one-ep room.
Yes, we did. Well, all of Slaughterhouse went in the one-ep room with the full Slaughterhouse episode. And then we went into the one-ep room to do morning show stuff at times.
Okay.
But I never heard.
That's probably what it was.
I never heard how you got signed to Def Jam, though. And how old you were. You were a kid. You were like, what, 18 years old?
No, I was 19, 20.
Def Jam. Record I was 20 years old. We're signing people.
Oh, yeah.
He went
right.
into a conference room and put his name on a piece of fucking paper.
That's all you had to do?
Yeah, this is fucking amazing here. We're going down memory lane like this. But fine, you want to do that.
Yes, real quick.
My demo at the time got in the hands of Kevin Lowes, and he really enjoyed it, so he signed me.
Was your demo like popping in Jersey? Was the thing people knew?
No. It wasn't a great demo. I could just rap.
Did Focus. Any, no, Focus was on it.
Focus was on it, though?
No.
Focus nope. wasn't no, on no, the demo?
You guys are just fucking... I was just making shit up as you go.
Pump It Up wasn't on it.
No.
Nothing was on it.
None of those songs at all.
The one with Busta Rhymes.
No. Yes, it's called Fire.
I thought it was called Fire, but I don't want to get it wrong.
The one with... hey!
So Kevin Lyles got it, instantly signed you?
Yeah.
What was that advance like?
I don't think it was a lot.
Over 50?
Yeah. It was six figures.
I don't think it was a lot. Compared to now.
For your pocket or the budget?
No, for me.
Oh, wow.
Yo, you were living. How much angel dust did you get with that fucking...
No, I wasn't doing angel dust anymore.
What were you doing at that point?
Nothing.
Clean.
Yeah.
Was angel dust the worst it got for you?
I don't understand the question.
It can't get worse. It can't get worse than angel dust, can it?
Sure it can.
Meth?
Oh, you're talking about drugs.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It doesn't get worse than angel dust.
I don't think so.
You never done meth?
Crystal meth?
Yes.
No.
What about H?
H is actually, no, I haven't done H, but I have plenty of people in my life that have done H.
And what do they say?
That's like a weird white people drug, though. Black people don't really run around doing H.
Really?
Not at all. Not just
jazz musicians.
Yeah. But Angel, I don't know.
Why do you seem so intrigued? Like, what?
I think it's interesting.
What's your end goal here with this?
I think it's part of your story. I think it's an interesting part of your story. You don't think that addiction is an interesting part of the Joe Budden story?
I think that it would be for someone who has never experienced drugs at all.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've only smoked weed. And I did like sort of bootleg Molly at Bonnaroo a couple years ago.
I took NyQuil a couple times.
See, now that story sounds intriguing.
Okay, you want to know? Me and my wife were like, let's do something fun. We were about to get married. I was like, let's do something fun before we get married. So we went to Bonnaroo and we looked around for drugs. And some guy was like, I have this stuff. And he was like, it's called, what's the real world for Molly? The real word for it? MDMA.
MDMA.
He had another one just called, it was MDA, not MDMA. It's like very similar. It's like bootleg Molly. And he offered it to us, and it was in his sock. And he took it out of his sock, and we stuck our fingers into the bag, and we fucking scooped it up, and we did it.
Yeah, you're,
that sounds safe? That sounds good?
Your drug story sounds much wilder than any of mine.
yeah, that's not true.
No, it really does.
And we got like slightly high. We had a really nice time. That was kind of the end of the story.
What did you guys do when you were high?
Well, it was Bonnaroo. So we just watched around. We watched Kendrick Lamar. We watched R. Kelly at 10 o'clock at night, and he let doves go, and it was really, well, not real doves, but balloon doves.
Well, that seems fun.
It was really great. I'm going to go back to Bonnaroo this year, actually. Bonnaroo is fucking amazing.
Are you going to do Molly?
I don't know. I doubt it. If it was a safe situation, not that. I wouldn't go digging into it like a homeless guy's sock again. But if there was a better situation for it, I might do it. Okay. Bonnaroo is really good vibes. Much better than the other festivals, in my opinion. Like, so, people are really there for music.
Bonnaroo's the best.
I think so. I think Bonnaroo, to commit to going down in the middle of buttfuck Tennessee, I think you're getting a more pure music fan than you are on, say, Coachella, which is like an hour from L.A.
What about other buttfuck fans?
Just fans of buttfucking?
If you're in buttfuck Tennessee, are there people there that are wishing it was buttfucking, and they're like, what the fuck is all this music going on?
And they're like, yeah, I came down to buttfuck for a reason. No, I don't know.
You guys are really nasty.
But this year, there's some pretty...
And you just think that's hilarious, don't you? You're a fucking nasty, perverted freak.
Kendrick's back on it.
Kendrick.
Childish is back on it. Billy Joel. Or is that Coachella? That might be Coachella. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to tell you guys in a second.
That just came out of nowhere.
I don't care.
Childish, Kendrick, and
I don't care what Billy Joel is.
Wait, but you just asked. You just asked, Life.
Yeah, but I don't need to know which one Billy Joel is at. I won't be going to either one. But
Sype doesn't really care about shit.
Nothing. There's not.
That's what I'm learning. I didn't know that.
You didn't
I
know
care about shit.
Improv.
Comedy.
If it's not comedy, he doesn't really give a fuck about it.
Old hip hop.
Improv.
Old as in what year? Let's hear it. Let's talk about it. Anything before when?
2004.
Yeah, that would be old.
Care.
What year are you, Joe?
My first album came out in 03.
You made it. You barely.
Nigga, we made it. I'm old, son!
You barely made it. By the way, it's Billy Joel, Mumford & Sons, Dead Mouse, Kendrick Lamar, Florence and the Machine, Robert Plant, My Morning Jacket, Alabama Shakes, Childish Gambino, Hozier, Slayer, Ben Harper, Ben Fold.
Why are you saying this is good?
My Morning
Cheers
Jacket.
Cheers for Fears.
My Morning Jacket.
Flying Lotus.
Cheers for Fears.
That's kind of crazy. That's Gary great. Clark Jr., Ed Helms.
Where's this?
G-Eazy.
Ed Helms?
Run the Jewels. Yeah, Ed Helms.
Did you say G-Eazy?
G-Eazy.
Oh.
Ed Helms from The Office?
Yes.
He has a band?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay, now we're talking.
Hold on, I'm still going.
Is this Bonnaroo?
This is Bonnaroo. Yeah. Ice Age. I don't know who that is. SZA.
Oh, SZA's on here?
Yep.
I like SZA.
Me too. I like her a lot. And she's, guess where she's from?
Where?
Jersey.
What part?
Somewhere close. Like near, not Maplewood? Maplewood, not far. Modesky, Martin and Wood.
I want to ask you about Jersey, Joe.
What do you want to ask him about Jersey?
Why is it fucking crabs in a barrel over there? Why won't they let anyone shine?
It's not crabs in a barrel everywhere.
The Jersey's pretty bad, man.
Jersey is bad. I don't know why that is. Maybe because we don't really get too many people that leave and do well.
Yeah, but
they don't.
You don't ride with anybody. Like, I think you made it because you came to the city. You know what I'm saying? And you always repped, but you came to the city and got your deal.
Is that like your nice way of saying I left?
No. But no, I'm saying you have. No, I'm saying
but
you have to.
I think you made it.
No,
because you
saying
just
is,
left them, nigga.
You have to leave.
Well, no,
like
you
I put,
I'll
tell you like this.
I agree with that.
Bob Marley wasn't shit in Jamaica. They used to make fun of him. He went to London, then became a superstar, and then they were like, "Oh, that's our boy. He's Jamaican." And then he moved back to Jamaica.
Well, that's an interesting
so,
story.
So, yo, all these Jersey niggas, they like all these towns fight each other and don't let anyone shine, and like it's really bad.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
I don't know if that's still the case present day. I mean, I would hope not. Anyway,
no, it is. I'm watching it right now with Dougie F, Fetty Wap, all them dudes.
Is Fetty Wap getting love now? Is Fetty Wap getting love now that it's blowing up?
Yeah.
But
it
had to blow up.
It's a great fucking record.
No, it's getting love. The song is, in Jersey, there's so much hate.
Oh, he's getting hate right now?
Everybody does. Nobody, they don't let no one shine.
Well, that means that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
But why is that, Joe?
Because if you're not fucking being hated, then you're doing something wrong, bro. You're not getting where you need
this
to be.
This is a different
enough.
Hate. This is like a. This is. A
I don't think. Hate. Yeah, but we're isolating this to strictly pertain to Jersey. When I don't think that's the case. I think that people experience that everywhere.
DC's pretty bad.
All right.
For the same thing.
DC, New York, shit, Philly. You listen to all these fucking rappers' verses, and you hear the same shit.
I mean, New York is somewhat supportive of New York artists. No, to a degree,
I think more. Than Jersey.
This is where we get a conflict of interest.
I mean, let's see. There's
New York is supportive of New York.
Somewhat.
That's a fucking joke.
Bronson's getting support. Joey Badass is getting support. Generally, I mean, if you do any of those young guys who have a movement shows, they're packed in New York. I don't, I mean, although I think at this point, Doug Yeff would, I mean, no.
Wait, is that what you're calling support if their show is packed in New York?
I guess that. Well, what do we mean is support then, Sy?
I'm not calling that support.
That's not, so. What is support?
Not that,
because that's nothing. You expect that?
Atlanta supports their local artists.
They take over the radio. They blow it up. They make it a big deal.
Yeah, they bring the attention to the artists that they want the attention on. You're naming people that have started their own movement and have done a great job at promoting themselves, basically. Joey Badass with the incredible first week. Congrats to him. Bronson, like ASAP. These are not people that, you know, are homegrown in New York and we first discovered them here and just New York was so gun-ho behind these people.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
So it overflowed everywhere else.
Man, yeah, you're right. It came back around after they blew up, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
You are right. I'm an asshole.
I mean, I would love to see it. And I don't want to make this episode all hip-hoppy.
No way. Well, let's talk about some of that good stuff you're getting out there these days. I mean, you ever sit around at home and think, I wonder who Joe Budden's fucking right now?
No, because I know it's something good.
So they don't even bother thinking about it.
It's something good.
What does he think girls like about Joe Budden's?
I don't know. I was in a club once.
Yep. He remembers another story.
Cheetah Club. Remember the Cheetah Club?
Show my age.
And he had just, I think, I don't even know if Pump It Up was out, but it was early around that time. And I was sitting in the club. And he walks past me, and this girl comes up to me. She's like, "Who's that nigga right there?" I was like, "I don't know. What the fuck are you asking me for?"
And you did know. That's what I'm saying.
I did know. I was like, "Bitch, I got feelings. I got feelings too." Who's that nigga right there? I was like,
"Was that her voice?"
Yes. No, she said it like that.
Like that.
I ain't gonna lie. She must. She like had to that. Sound sexy saying it because you might have sounded. Yeah,
son.
Sexy
son. That's how I was like, "What the fuck, him?"
You didn't pass off, right. Throw the lob. The
I did. I did.
You did.
Yeah.
What you told her? You told Joe?
I one of your men's was with you. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anything happened, but I said, "That's his man right there." He'll know. He knows him better.
So you passed it to my man, and you trusted him
to deliver the goods.
Yeah.
I thought that was your people. I thought that was your folk.
One of the cocksuckers with me. Yeah, no,
Joe.
That probably didn't happen.
Did you be honest? Don't give me a Joe Budden answer.
No.
Were you all? Was it always easy? Was getting girls always easy for you?
Listen, we can't have this conversation because it adds to this horrible reputation that people like you guys are partly responsible for building.
I am proud to say I think I'm 100% responsible.
Yeah, you definitely are.
We always hype it up. Whenever we see
you. You've been on this wagon for a while.
Oh, yeah, I run with this, Joe Budden.
Yeah, but no, man, you guys are making it hard for me to find love out here.
Why? You're the one who has sex with incredibly, like, hot, known women.
I don't.
Let me see who I remember. Samaya Reese at her hottest back in the day. Bang that.
I don't count that.
I do. Esther Baxter.
Don't count her.
Bang, bang, bang.
Allegedly.
Obviously, Tahiri.
Allegedly.
Although she wasn't, we didn't know her before you, right?
No, that's how, that was her intro to the world.
Right, that was the intro to the world. So it doesn't count quite the same
that
way.
That was rumored.
Tahiri was rumored?
Yeah.
You never saw insertion? Did you ever see penetration?
All of this stuff is rumored.
So why do you resist this notion that you pull hot shit? And by the way, then there are the handful of times, modestly, that I've seen you out with something ridiculous, like a fucking 9.5.
With a friend.
A 9.5 friend. Not you, Marissa. I am believing.
Wait.
She raised her hand.
Oh, my God. Yikes. I don't know what's funnier. You fucking the 9.5 part or the fun? Oh, never mind.
So you're saying this is not true in some way?
Yeah, man. And you guys, when you guys speak this way and you spread these rumors, people just, you know, people just automatically assume that this is what is happening present day currently. And it's not.
But why is Marissa nodding her head behind your back?
I have no idea, because she wants to show that fucking bum-ass grill she's got in her mouth.
Want
to
talk about Marissa's grill?
Hell, we can talk about Marissa, period.
We're going to, don't worry, because Sife's about to leave, so we're about to bring Marissa into Sife's seat. And explain what this situation is, the relationship.
Fucking expose Marissa.
Yeah, no, well, believe me, you can't expose her worse than she exposed herself. I saw her the other day at Meek Mill's party at the Grammys. She was fucking wasted. By the time I got to that party, she was wasted. Running all over town. Saif, do you want to know something insane that you'll be very amused by?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that I left my Airbnb the other day with Marissa and just rappers in my house?
Yeah, that's nervous.
I just left
very
her.
Very nervous.
And she was drunk, and I left it to other rappers who I know a little bit. Was like, can y'all just make sure everything's all right, please, thanks. And just dipped.
Did that happen?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Real
nerd. I didn't want to kick them out. They didn't have another party to go to, and I was going to a party no one else was invited to but me. So
so they were losers, basically.
And they had to wait till they found out where the Meek Mill party was. Then I ditched the party out, the Pharrell party, which was, you know, in terms of going to like douchey Grammy parties, as good as it could be.
Yeah.
You know, Jay was on the dance floor with Beyonce, Rihanna, Nas, just everyone that you'd ever want to star watch at a fucking party. Mm-hmm. And I left because no one else was invited to that party with me. Shout out to our friend Philip at BBC who got me in. So I left and went to the Meek Mill party, which was literally, in order to be comfortable getting in, I would have had to have been wearing riot gear.
Really?
There was the door, there was a line at the door, not a line, there was a mob,
yeah.
I guess of like 200 people, a mob in Beverly Hills. Up against a fence, trying to get into a house party.
Oh, it was a house party.
Yes. Meek's manager, Kona, came out and... I know, but I don't really feel comfortable calling that, so I call him his, like, name. But yes, it's Kuhn, Kona. Anyways, he comes outside to get me. And I'm trying to find Meek Mill house party. It just seems like an appropriate thing to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, he comes outside to get me, and he's like, come on. And he knows my brother. You know, he's very nice. Gets all of us, like seven of us. Me, my brother, Dipperstein, Zach Iser, Janae Aiko's sister, just a random group of ne'er-do-wells. Comes and gets all of us. Starts having us follow him in. But I'm like, dog, when you open the door to let us into the party, there's going to be a fucking riot to get in the door. They don't even know who you are. Mm. Right? Although he did pull like the Philly move of just turn around and be like, yo, y'all gonna fucking bum rush the fucking door, and just like yelled at everyone like they know. And then it seemed like they did figure it out when he kind of said that. And I gave up like three times. All right. And then at some point he came back again. He kept coming back for me. And cause I kept turning around. I would go halfway. It would get scary. I would hear nasty yelling and feel shoves and be like, we're going. I'm not doing it.
This motherfucker.
And I was like, I'm not. No, and everyone knew who I was. People in this crowd knew who I was, but I still wasn't getting caught in the middle of it. And then eventually we got in. And when we get in, sure enough, there's fucking wasted Marissa standing right there.
Like a fucking thot.
Like a fucking
like
thot.
Like the thottiest of all thots.
Shit, and let me tell you, think about how fucking on fleek she must have been. The level of just disgusting rap horniness she had.
Oh my God.
When fucking you have, you have, let's see who's there, Meek, Nicki, Justin Bieber, Tyga, Chris Brown, Migos, Mustard, YG.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, every fucking buddy was at this party. If you weren't at the Pharrell party, you were at this party. And Marissa was probably just fucking running around, you know, both hands in the air, just grabbing for whatever she could grab.
Did you get a lot? Did you get a lot?
She went home with something. That's what she
went
said.
home with something.
On that note,
I'd love to get into that, by the way.
I have to leave.
Hey,
say,
before you go, before you go real quick, and before we talk to Joe Budden and Marissa, I just want to take a minute to shout out our friends at Squarespace.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Squarespace, because they put together a dope-ass site.
Yes.
And we're going to have our site on there.
Yeah, but the thing is, Saif, let me tell you something. I know something about you. You are not very bright. You know what I'm saying? Like the, I mean, like smart, like know how to do things.
Okay.
So if you were building a website, you would need something that's.
I would need like a spider. I would need some kind of spider.
I don't
like
quite,
Charlotte's Web, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, understand the why you'd be saying it like that. How about just a really simple, powerful, amazing place with 24/7 support? They do live chat. It's $8 a month. You get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the whole year. The design's easy. They can do an online store for you and make it friggin' simple.
I can use that.
It's like morons like us.
Okay.
We spent years with no website. We each had our own website.
Yeah.
And then like when we tried to sell stuff, we didn't know how to do it.
Right.
No, no.
Crappy.
They build it all in with Squarespace. So
like
it's super duper simple.
Right. Do I get to meet that guy from the commercial?
I don't know whether you meet
the
him.
Commercial.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if
what's his name?
Him.
Is it Jeff Daniels?
I don't. Yes, it is Jeff Daniels.
No.
But I don't know if you get to meet Jeff Daniels. Did you see the Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
Wow.
But now the commercial just runs all the time.
Okay, great. Hey, if you want to go to squarespace.com and you use the code WANAP, and A, you support our podcast, B, you get 10% off your first purchase. It's pretty amazing. Squarespace, and they're in the middle of building our website as we speak, the new WANAP website.
I appreciate that, Squarers.
You guys are really good at this.
Thank you, Joey.
That was like a great
learn,
exchange.
Watch and learn.
Promo code WANAP.
That's right. Squarespace.com, promo code WANAP. They'll give you 10% off. It's super duper easy. They'll make a beautiful site. And it's Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Can you not interrupt the promo?
Sorry. Have fun with your new site that you build. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to say having fun with
Saif, it was really great seeing you, bro.
Yo, thank you. Sorry, I got to leave.
That was really nice.
You're not really sorry.
No, I am. I'm trying to get this job.
A job?
Yeah.
You going down to the taxi company?
Huh?
I'm done with Uber.
No, I got this cool job I'm trying to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it in entertainment?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good luck, bro.
It's not like at Heckinger's.
Huh?
It's not like at Heckinger's.
What's Heckinger's?
It's a store in the DC area that sells like lumber and shit. You're not gonna get a job at Heckinger's, are you?
No. Entertainment.
Okay, entertainment related. Yeah. All right, good. Good. Right, don't give up on your dreams.
Hey, have fun with the thoughts.
All right, good. And
talking about Joe Budden.
Singular thought, because just Marissa.
Marissa, come in here. Sit down, have a seat. Oh, wow, that's awkward. Ooh, that sideways hug. By the way, while Saif's hugging Marissa.
The sideways hug.
It was terrible.
Yo, the sideways hug is not respected.
Just fell on Marissa.
Well, and she enjoyed it.
I counted. That counted as
so
something.
Rude.
Fucking clitoris is vibrating right this second.
Are you turned on by Saif's sound?
Nah.
You gotta talk into the mic.
You have to talk into the mic.
Not even a little.
Don't
not,
act like you've never had your mouth by the mic before.
Hey, yo.
So I feel like, guys, this is as good a time as ever to say that the two of you are a couple.
What? That was not where I thought you were going with that.
Joe, are you sure you want to do a podcast with Marissa Mendez?
I don't think anybody believes that me and Marissa are a couple.
Yeah. No, there are people. There are people who have told me they think you're smashing.
No, did you know they sent a note into Baller Alert about us?
Nobody
really.
Sent a note.
Yeah, he commented. I had a selfie with Dipset. I was like they were behind me, and I just had my eyeballs in it. And he commented SMH, and someone screenshot it, sent it to Baller Alert's DMs. It was like, I'm just saying, look into this. But they know us both.
Okay.
So.
I did see that.
Yeah,
I did see that.
Would you guys get mad if I just took a picture of the two of you right now and just sent it to Baller Alert? Who cares?
I wouldn't give a fuck.
I mean, it's nobody funny because no one would ever believe that.
That's thank you. Nobody in their right fucking mind.
Because I'm way too out of his league. So.
Exactly.
Why do you believe?
Wait. Okay.
Why?
Thanks, Joey.
Marissa, why do you think no one would believe that you're a couple?
Because everyone knows that I only fuck with A-list rappers. No, I'm just kidding. Burn.
Yo, that was a really good one.
I know. That was really good.
I didn't know you were going to know that. What do you think about Marissa's?
She fucking worked on that all day.
What do you think about Marissa's grill?
I'm not a grill guy.
It's amazing. And every guy loves
I'm
it.
Really, God,
except
Jesus,
Joe.
Mary and Joseph. I'm not the grill guy. Not really into it. I don't know what this whole wave is that she's got going on here. I wish people could see. Are y'all filming her? Can we get a video on her? I don't know. She's got the whole bamboo earring thing, but it's like leather in it. She's got a bunch of album covers on a silk jacket.
You are weird. You are weird.
It's like she's ready for...
You have a fucking... What kind of hat is that? You look like you're going to drive a car.
It's an adult... I do drive a car.
Well, yeah, but for someone else.
Oh, you told me.
You're going to drive it for
you're
someone
like
else.
You drive a
you
car.
You know, like an Uber driver, except fancier.
What's the name of this hat, Pete?
Fedora. Nope.
This no, is not that is not a fedora.
Nope. It's a grandpa hat.
I thought I was talking
to someone a little more cultured.
What are those called?
Like an ugly hat.
What are those called again, guys? One of you guys know that?
Oh.
You have a British accent. You should know.
It's like a driver hat.
A what?
A what?
A cheese cutter? That is some British shit. That is not what we say in America. No chance.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I'm dying to figure out. That guy reminds me of an actor.
Who, the engineer?
Yes. There's an actor that he looks exactly fucking like.
All right.
It's going to bug me until
have you
I
ever heard that
out.
Before?
Nah.
Not take a picture of him and then put it into Google Images and then find
I've seen the movie
images.
A million times, too.
Green Street Hooligans.
No. Mm. When I figure it out and it comes to me, you guys are going to say, fuck, how do we not think
are you? Are you here for like 2 weeks? He's engineering for 2 weeks. He's not the permanent engineer, but he's here for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So you get to see him again.
Oh, all right.
Or so I hope. Joe, do you have any exciting All-Star Weekend plans?
Nah.
I do.
How the fuck did we guess that one,
you know
Marissa?
What? Let's find out what Marissa's plans are.
I mean, I can't really divulge them, but like all my bays are going to be in town, so I'm just trying
how
to
how many
like,
bays do you have?
Well, hold on.
She's legitimately counted, by the way.
There's between 4 and 5 that are going to be in town this week.
4 and 5 bays that are all going to be in town.
Put some fucking treble in your voice.
Yeah, say it.
Man up.
Own your
fucking
bays.
Because I don't know who listens to this podcast, so I don't want to, you know.
None of your
bays are not listening.
Your bays are not listening
to this 100% podcast.
100% not.
Maybe one has been. No, none of them. Okay, yeah, no. Okay, so like 5, but like 1.5 are from here.
Do
so.
All of your bays have Wi-Fi?
Yes.
All right, so there's a possibility that they might be listening.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Now, do you have one that you want to see more than the others?
Yes.
Damn, beasting.
I know. I'm pretty excited about
it. Do I know which one that is? Would I be able to guess?
Wait.
I like that you whispered it on the
phone. I know.
What was the whisper?
That was so pointless.
She whispered the place where he's from.
Oh, okay.
Now, Joe, if you guys are to move forward and do a podcast together, are you concerned that she could say things that could possibly get you into a situation?
Nah.
Nah.
Not at all.
Not worried about that?
Nah, not one bit.
Because you're not worried that anyone would ever try to cause you problems? Or
oh, no. That's certainly not it.
They don't want these problems.
No, that's not it.
So what point is it?
I would be acting as a mentor figure in Marissa's life. So I wouldn't let her just fly off of the handle.
Thank you, Joey.
I would be helpful.
How did you guys become friends?
Well, she was sucking me.
No.
That's what people think.
No, don't say it. I'm joking.
You guys have never had sex?
No.
Never.
Ew.
Gross. Yeah.
You don't think it's gross?
No, I do think it's gross.
There's no chance, Marissa, that when you met him, you didn't want to suck his dick.
No, I didn't. I met him.
Come on.
No.
Wait, when did we meet?
In 2010, I came to your house with...
Oh, yeah, no, she wanted to suck my dick.
No, I didn't.
She did, right?
I didn't even really talk to
the
you.
The first time?
No. He was with Esther, and I... No. No. And we had banana pudding, and there was no dick sucking.
I'm not saying there was
dick sucking.
Well,
I'm only joking.
Okay, you don't think she did?
No, me and Marissa's relationship has been platonic from the rip.
Damn, I was going to use that word. but now it just looks like I'm going to use it because you
Yeah, it's been great. There's no sexual anything.
How is that possible? Is she sexual with everyone?
No, I'm not.
She is not. Exactly, only six bays.
White. Oh, I'm white.
Yeah.
So. Are you saying Joe Budden's too white for you?
Yeah, he's too well-spoken, so.
Yeah, she likes, like, fucking retards.
People that can't spell and they're, like, yeah, Crips exactly. and Bloods and shit.
You want people who's, like, can you show me the worst use of the English language in your text messaging right now?
Yeah.
Like, who do you have? Don't say their name.
I'm not going to say their name.
But I want to see. I want to see a text message from someone that, like, just by how much they use capitals and misspellings, I'm flabbergasted.
And you have five bays coming. It's only 3 days in All-Star Weekend.
No, we'll start today. So Wednesday, Thursday,
Starts
Friday.
Today?
Yeah, some of them are already in town. It's time to go.
So what's going
to
happen today? What events are going on today?
I don't know, but I'm going to find one of them. So
So you're going to get one of them out the way early off rip on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday, right?
Going up on a Wednesday.
So you think that's the worst one? Do you go for the worst one or the best one?
Whoever's here first. I know one's definitely not here.
So there's not even an order.
There's no order. It's Whenever just whoever come. I get to when
but
I get to them.
But you did say that you had one that you wanted to see more than the rest of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I think he gets here tomorrow.
Oh, so we're keeping track on him.
I can't find any, like, he. See, when we text, he just sends me, like, one word.
Let me see that. I want to see this.
Like, where you, babe.
And then, so. Outside of that, if you're seen with babes or bays on during All-Star Weekend, then everyone is going to know that these people are.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go out in public with them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you're just going to be confined, like cabin fever, stuck in a room somewhere.
I mean, depending on the situation. Because some of them I can move with them. I move
you,
with
them,
a lot
and
of
their
people.
Fucking kids.
Wait, what? Are you reading this? That's a pretty... We talk pretty explicitly in those text messages.
Are you reading her text on air? On your podcast?
Okay. Here, I want to read you a series of the things that are said.
Oh my God.
It's
well,
good.
Before you start, just know that I do this weekly with her phone and
yeah,
the people
that. Oh, you do?
Like, oh, yeah, definitely. It's the greatest. Because there's always like, she types in long paragraphs and
no,
the person always hits back with like a K.
Where are you, babe?
That's him.
And then you said something and he goes, you said, where are you? Home thinking about that pussy.
Did he say that?
He did.
Do you want to know what she said after that? Hold on. Do you know what she said after that? Yo, are you ready for this?
No, I don't think I am, but fuck it. If we have to.
She says, I'm going to come bring this pussy to you. Then he says, I'm waiting. Just tell me where and I'm on my way. There's the address. On my way. Then.
You got to go to the one on like December 4th. That was amazing.
Wait a minute. What's happening in here?
Then there's the next one. How about this?
Wait, is this the same person?
This is the same person.
Oh, my God. Can I read this?
Just don't say names.
Where are you? That's what this person said. Now she responds. I'm sitting around bored. I can come to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. This is gross.
Heads up. I can't have sex.
Oh, my God. Please, no.
But my mouth works just fine. Smiley
right,
face.
I don't want to hear it. Jesus.
He man. Responds. Right, no, he I'm responds. Cool. I need that mouth.
Oh, my God. Wait, go to December 4th. That's like the best
one. Oh, hold on. December 4th? Okay, my bad.
You were there for that one,
Joey. Oh, it gets better than this.
You were there. Remember when we were all out to drink and then I showed you like, uh-oh, it's about to go down?
That's disgusting.
December 6th?
Yeah. That's
Why do you even know these by date? We all the way in fucking February. And
I just
know
remember
date
important
December
days of my
4th.
Life. This
December 6th.
So
December 6th.
This is an important day in your life.
This is
but
how
like, go down a couple because we first initially talk and then he sends a text.
This is fucking really nasty and disgusting, by the way.
He says, you like pussy, babe?
Remember that?
Oh,
she,
I remember.
She goes, yep, which by the way, I don't even believe. Do you even?
Yeah, I had a three.
No, she doesn't
before.
Like no.
But you
I
don't
had
like
a threesome before that.
You don't like
that. That doesn't
know,
say
but...
that you like pussy.
She goes, you like pussy, babe? She goes, yep.
Yep. Lying.
He goes, good, don't fall asleep. She goes, I'm up, babe. I'll be here. He goes, okay. I'll hit you up and you can meet me here. I got my friend Blank with me. Been with me for years. You and her will have fun tonight. I need relief anyway.
Okay, that's enough.
Relief. You came through and provided it.
I did.
Hey, here's a nice one.
What's that?
How was your day?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, babe. I'm very surprised at how this person throws around the word babe.
Well, babe, and whoever that is, in their defense, babe is used really loosely today. Baby, you just kind of throw it out there. It doesn't really have the significance.
Oh, by the way, this phone, I'm not looking at who said what, but the people.
In my
what are you in your text? You actually don't have that many texts saved.
I know, I delete them all.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Can't get caught up, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, by the way, why do you have...
I'm concerned because I don't even know what you're about to ask.
You should be concerned.
You have, okay.
What?
You have a text to someone very famous in your phone from 2009.
Yeah, well, because I'd like to, you know, I don't know.
Hold on to that one.
Yeah.
How do you have a text from 2009 in your phone?
Because I've had an iPhone since 07. And I back it all up on iTunes, so it goes on every new phone.
Yeah, guys. But that's the only 2009 text there, or there are more.
There might be like two.
So you made an effort to put that one in there.
Well, I just delete everything, and then it just stays.
Why don't you fix your life? We need to get you on off. What's that girl's name? Ileana.
Eileen.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah.
We need to get you on there. You and all of these bays.
My life is fixed.
See, and this is the problem. Look at the company that I keep.
So now we're getting someone with you, Joe.
Yeah, so like women are going to automatically just think the worst when it comes to me. And I'm really a great guy.
It's debatable.
I think actually she helps. I think she actually ultimately could help in terms of women not feeling threatened because she's such a disaster. They know you're not.
So nice. And then,
No. They know you're not going to have sex with her. She's a mess.
Okay.
People should know I'm not going to have sex with Marissa.
Okay. Let's just not turn this into a Marissa bashing.
This isn't bashing.
No, it's not a bashing.
It's a little
love you.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be bashy.
Yeah.
I'm your friend, and you shouldn't want to fuck your friend anyway.
Right. Right. I don't want to fuck
you. I don't
you
even
guys,
really
so.
Know how we got on sex. You guys just kind of
when Marissa's sitting around, and I just saw her over Grammy weekend, so she was on Pure Fleek.
I was very well behaved at everything that she saw me at.
Oh my God, I just got an annoying. You were well behaved. You were fine. I mean, you were drunk, but you were like on fleek, but on bad fleek.
Did you see me like kissing on someone's neck in the DJ?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my fuck.
Because I did that, but I'm just glad that you didn't see it.
You were totally fine.
Get me out of here.
All right. Hey guys, so do you want to tell the world that you're going to consider doing a podcast?
I didn't think we were considering it.
That you guys are doing a podcast?
Yeah, there we go.
No, I'm considering it.
He's not done deciding yet.
I have to think about it. Yeah, I mean, my time is valuable.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I could commit.
I mean, do you think that people want to hear from Joe Budden on a once-a-week basis?
I would.
It would have to be once a week.
You want to do it more than that or less?
It'd be like once a month?
No.
No?
No. I mean, you can maybe start out every couple weeks until like people get into it. See, now I challenged him.
Yeah.
That fine, just implies
daily.
People won't be into it.
And I just meant until the demand gets too high.
Well, how long is your podcast?
We generally do it on an hour, but sometimes we do a little longer. But I think if I was smarter, I would make a steadfast rule of an hour.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
I think you make it an hour because then people know what to expect. It is what it is. And if one day you go over it, it's a bonus. But you don't have people expecting you to do 2 hours and 90 minutes. You do an hour.
No, an hour's good. An hour's a good amount of time.
Do you know the name for this podcast?
I had one, but I forgot.
Marissa is Awesome featuring Joe Budden.
That probably won't work.
is Joe Budden in the name you came up with?
Is it in?
Is it in the name?
It's going to be in there.
You thought we should, right? Isn't that what your suggestion was?
It's going to be in there.
It has
to
be.
And Marissa's not going to be in there.
No, not yet. She's nobody.
I'm somebody.
I mean, you're wonderful.
I have almost 16,000 Twitter followers.
That's
and they
a lot
love
of Twitter
me.
Followers.
Yeah. So,
what about on the gram?
About to be at 10.
Can I just say,
not bad.
I'm one of the people that thinks that we should hide the amount of followers that we have on Twitter.
Shit, I want everyone to know I'm fucking important and cool. So
see,
really, you're
and that is the problem, and that is exactly the problem. But we'll talk about that at a later.
That's a whole podcast episode of what you're feeling.
100%. I've got a lot to fucking discuss.
But this is why I'm excited about you doing the podcast because I feel like there's a lot you have. I feel like every day, Joe, you wake up with something on your mind that you want to rant and rave about.
Yeah, you're probably right.
At least one a day. You write it down, and then when the show comes once a week, you choose the main ones you want to rant and rave about.
See, you know, and maybe you can help me with this here. Like, this weekend is All-Star Weekend.
Yes.
Holla.
I have plenty to say about All-Star Weekend. But if you record it before All-Star Weekend, then the content is dated, no?
You can do it in such a way that you can drop it the same day you do it.
All right, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, you'd want to basically come in and do it at like noon and drop it like 4 o'clock that day.
That is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, it's totally doable.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking have that. Yeah, I got fucking Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is canceled this year.
Thank God.
That's really important. Well, of course, thank God for you.
Yeah, you don't want any part of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but between All-Star Weekend, Valentine's Day, hoes, these athletes and how all of these things are intermingled this weekend. Oh, it's going to be fucking wonderful.
Okay, so I have a question. Would you guys be?
I've got an answer.
Would you be down to drop a debut podcast next week?
Sure.
Hold on. I'm asking the person.
You don't even consult. Wait, what the fuck? We're already on the wrong route.
We have to give individual answers and then collectively give
one.
So that was my vote.
You don't give
What's your
fucking answers without consulting with me.
Okay.
Because my name is in the podcast.
So is
and
mine.
Your name is on your birth certificate.
It is.
Exactly right.
And
so
that's it.
So the question I'm asking is Joe Budden.
And
this is about to be a train wreck.
Joe Budden, are you down to do one next week?
I'll do one.
I think this is a good intro to the world. People meet you and meet this insane person that you have sitting next to you. And then next week.
Yeah, this was like a good intro for Marissa.
Oh.
She's been intro'd before, but this is even more. Marissa, do you want to give out your social media following so you can feel good about yourself?
Yes. At Marissa Mendez. That's MarissaMendez.
You just jumped at
And you want to see, only if you're going to send dick pics. Only artists, like legitimate artists.
Yeah, like real ones that have like records that people fucking care about.
How about don't say that like you've
no,
never
I
fucked
got
a fucking
so many...
up and coming artist.
All right, I got, yeah.
And a nigga with just a mixtape on a corner somewhere. And don't say that like you've never fucked a broke artist. You don't knock it off.
Okay, so stop just giving my last couple of months out of my life.
But hold on, give a minimum number of followers they should even have before this.
Yeah, that doesn't count because sometimes people
it's bullshit.
Buy.
Right.
No. But like I got so many dick pics off the last one app and it was just disgusting, nasty. Like,
so you don't want any more dick pics?
None.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did look through them.
I did, and then I just don't answer.
Okay.
So the currently unnamed podcast with Joe Budden and featuring this one here will commence next week. That's an announcement.
I feel like you could have did it better.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
yeah. You sounded way more enthused.
You have like hella sound effects on everything you do. Why can't we get like
the
a
laptop? I know it's closed. We don't get a song. We don't get artificial claps.
Can I pick the song?
But what was the ad? Sin Square, Sin Space?
You're going to get ads in a few. We got to get you some listeners.
No. I'm not talking about that. But you just sounded way more enthused when you were talking about that.
Can you do
that.
Like an ASAP Rocky song?
No.
Okay.
The fuck? You don't choose the fucking music beds, right?
All right, hold on.
You don't choose shit.
Ready? Okay. So guys, here's what I have to announce to you. Starting next.
Oh, but don't do Pump It Up.
I don't have headphones.
I don't want to hear that.
I can't even hear what song.
So.
Great.
Can I do Letter to Saigon?
Okay. What the hell is that?
So starting.
Did you make that song?
Huh?
Did you make that song?
Saigon's okay.
No, Letter to Saigon? What the fuck is that?
What about this? You remember this one?
I can't hear anything because I don't have a headphone.
Welcome to the 40-40.
Oh, that was great. Age limited.
I used to rap back in the day. Can we use a Motti Monroe song?
Nope. Motti Monroe. Yo, never say it again.
Don't have one of those.
Starting next week, the Joe Budden podcast. It's going to be Major. It's going to be Mage.
Super Mage.
It's going to be... I'm being serious. I truthfully believe I'm going to be annoyed with how big this podcast becomes very soon.
No, the podcast is really going to be great. Like, you guys probably can't feel my energy right now because I was avoiding this fucking threesome all night, and I'm fucking...
You avoided a threesome all night with
sleep.
Two girls?
Yeah.
Some real girls.
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely
I don't know.
Why'd you do that?
I welcome you.
You know, it was one of those things where one of the girls got like entirely too drunk, and it was like turn off type drunk. It was like I didn't want anything to do with you type drunk.
Oh, so you.
And then the other girl, she didn't really want to have anything to do with the girl either. So it was like.
So you basically wanted to try to ditch her and have sex with the one girl.
I'm not going to commit to that on air.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, next week. Joe Budden is going to do a podcast.
I want a better music bed.
Can I get some say?
You're playing like
25%
all the underground
say?
Fucking Joe Budden shit.
How about Fire?
I'll do Fire.
That's
next week.
There we go. Your energy is
next
up.
Next week.
I'm feeling
a Joe Budden podcast.
I'm fucking feeling it.
Featuring Marissa Mendez.
If I let her talk on the mic.
She's not going to get a featured billing, but she will talk probably.
Yes, I definitely will.
Not a lot, though.
I'm very excited about this.
No, I'm excited also. It's going to be really fucking good. I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to discuss with the listeners.
We're going to have to try to convince this building to let you smoke cigarettes inside. We're going to work on
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait.
We want to get a Logic E-cig.
Oh, what if we get a sponsorship for that?
Because that's fake cancer.
Okay, but still.
But if we can get a sponsorship,
then
I will gladly
renege what you just said.
Yes, edit that one out. Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks.
I got to go do my wrestling podcast.
I got to go see my bae at Hot 97. Oh,
your bae's at Hot 97? Is he included in the 5?
Yeah.
I thought y'all.
All right. I know, but I'm going to try to work it
out
today.
Just fade us out. Just fade it out.
I have to.
Are we off now? I can take... Yeah, like I'll wear my butt.